USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump calling sex assault allegations against the nation's newest Supreme Court justice pure fabrications.
They fabricated stories about him to make him look as bad as possible. They're fabrications. Had no bearing in truth. And it was really very difficult.
Speaking there in an interview with Fox News host Judge Jeanine Pirro, Judge Brett Kavanaugh confirmed yesterday by a narrow margin in the Senate and later was sworn in as High Court Justice while outside the Supreme Court building. Loud demonstrations continued by people against Kavanaugh becoming a justice. A tropical storm off Central America will impact Mexico, Cuba, and then the U.S. Gulf Coast. According to the National Hurricane Center, Tropical Storm Michael could reach the Gulf Coast by Wednesday. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo says he plans to bolster that state's abortion laws so women there can be protected no matter what the Supreme Court decides to do. The Democrat says it needs to codify Roe v. Wade, and he's promising if he's reelected, he would pass a new law within the first 30 days of the new legislative session in January. The Chicago community reacts after a former city police officer was found guilty of second-degree murder. Jason Van Dyke, who's white, convicted for the shooting death of a black teen, Laquan McDonald, who Van Dyke shot 16 times in 2014. Van Dyke also convicted of over a dozen other counts. Chicago's 45th Ward Alderman, John Arena.
I think this shows that nobody's above the law. People have to be held accountable, regardless of what your station is, what your job is in our city.
There were demonstrations after the verdict came in, but they were in support of the jury's findings and stayed peaceful. And this is USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo now in South Korea after meeting earlier today in North Korea with leader Kim Jong-un. Pompeo continues to follow up on President Trump's Singapore summit earlier this year, during which the North pledged to work towards denuclearization. Pompeo posting a photo of himself with Kim on Twitter, writing that progress continues to be made. An NFLer's flash of an obscene gesture leads to his suspension for the rest of the season, though the injury that led to the incident has also sidelined him anyway. Seattle Seahawks safety Earl Thomas also being fined over $13,000 by the league for sticking up his middle finger at those in the crowd who booed him as he was being carted off the field last Sunday in Arizona after breaking his leg. Thomas has been in a contract dispute with the team, and that injury and his behavior may hurt his value in free agency. An Oscar-nominated actress reportedly in negotiations to portray a living doll. Reports are actress Margot Robbie, Mattel Toys, and Warner Brothers are joining forces to produce a Barbie movie. Robbie would also produce the film through her Lucky Chap production company. The Australian-born star earning a Best Actress Oscar nomination when she played ice skater Tanya Harding in the movie I, Tanya.
You need to see a wholesome American family.
I don't have a wholesome American family.
For USA Radio News.